Blog Talk Radio.
Another destructor. Should be on right now.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Good evening, good day. If you are joining us, we just want to thank everybody for joining us here at the cafe. We've got quite a few of our regular diners scooting up to the table here, and we do have a guest chef in the house. We're excited to talk about her. So let's go ahead and say hi to our diners here. Hey, Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
Hello. It's wonderful to be here.
And it's wonderful to have you here. My goodness, so great.
Thank
you. How's this lovely San Diego tonight?
Oh, it's just awesome.
Yeah, it actually cooled down over in Southern California tonight, so we're all enjoying a little bit of a cooler breeze and just enjoying the nice cool summer evening. And Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Oh, Mr. Jamie's calling from Seattle. He's doing okay.
That's awesome. That's awesome. How is it in lovely Seattle?
It's okay. Can't complain.
No complaints. Okay, that's good.
Right.
How's the weather been? The weather's been awesome.
So, I guess, yeah. It's not raining.
That's good. Well, I don't know, but you guys are needing some rain up there, right?
You know, it rains all the time, so it hasn't rained this week. So, I guess that's okay, though.
Okay.
Sun's out.
Okay. Well, us in Southern California go, rain, what is that? I know, it happens a few times during the year. When it comes to all those different things. So tonight we have a guest chef in the house. Actually, we have Aggie back. Aggie Cobrin. She was back. If you go to episode 198 at the transformation-cafe.com, you can go ahead and listen to that other event that we had. It actually was earlier this year in March. So really want to encourage everybody to go ahead and be checking that out. So Aggie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am great and so glad to have you back out and just kind of checking out. This girl does not let any moss grow on her feet, grass, whatever. Nothing is growing underneath this girl because she's just totally moving and shaking and doing all kinds of wonderful good things. We were actually talking about that a little bit before she got on the show. So you're an event coordinator. She's very active in crowdfunding as well as just funding in general. And one of the things we're going to talk about tonight is an event that she's going to be having in September, which is going to be a two-day event called Fun Back in Funding. I love that. I love that. I'm going to be bringing my sleep bag and we'll be camping out. Is it going to be like a slumber party?
We can have a slumber party. We have great couches in the place we're having it in. We can
actually spend the night.
We can spend the night.
You know,
need a hotel room.
Okay, cool. We're going to do a slumber party with the Fun and Back and Funding. Actually, that might be kind of a nice side thing to do, just to kind of get that 24-hour thing going where everybody's just totally incubating so they can get
You know, I never thought of that, but the place we're doing it in is actually my office, and it's also a furniture warehouse. It used to be a furniture showroom or is a furniture showroom. We have a ton of couches in there, and they're beds. So it would
be possible to do the 24-hour incubation thing. You know, that there's I heard of an event they're going to have in Corona that they're really wanting to promote people who are game writers, different kinds of stuff. I'm probably not calling that the right term. But they're going to do an incubation for them, too. But it's actually going to be like a 48-hour event where basically all these different people, whether you're an artist who want to get into the whole thing with the gaming or being the programmers and even people who are going to be funding, like we're talking about, or just anything that can be on the creative processes and stuff like that. They're wanting to get everybody in the same room and then have them go ahead and just start working on these projects that they're wanting to get together.
You know, that is such a cool
idea. And having everybody there to be funding it. I'm really excited about it. And I need to ask one of the guys in my network. He's the business lawyer in our group, but really excited. He's actually going to be the business lawyer that's supporting these different people with their different projects. So everybody's
they're making
the
an incubation
there?
Is that
the idea?
Well,
that
he's going to come in and out. He's not spending the night, but they're going to have breakout periods where they're going to have different kinds of things that they do and have them come in as guest speakers, kind of like what you've been talking about doing with this Fund Back and Funding, where you've got guest people coming in to kind of break up the energy and then have them talk about different topics and things like that. So as they're moving through the project, they can see the need for all the different people that would be coming in.
I think you just sparked an idea in me that we could actually market this a little bit differently.
There we go. Well, slumber party incubation project. Okay.
I would probably call it an incubator, not a slumber party. I would probably stick with the term incubator.
Girls want to call it a slumber party, but business wise, we call it an incubation unit. Okay.
Right.
So Aggie,
go ahead, Gloria.
Yeah, putting the income in incubator.
Incubator. Fund back in funding,
nice.
Call it an incubator. Yeah, what actually ended up happening was I have some folks that I work with, and they do all these different programs about funding, because we all know, and the reason I got really involved in crowdfunding is because it's really tough to get money out there.
Right.
Banks don't loan, and angels and VCs, and it's just so different than it was 5, 6, 7 years ago, and it's tough to get money. And crowdfunding works, and there's a number of other models that work. So there's a group of people that I know that I got involved with that came up with this whole concept of let's make it fun, let's make it more enjoyable, and let's teach people how they really can get some money and get some funding. And there are ways out there. You just have to know how to do it. So that's kind of where this whole concept came from. So part of it is crowdfunding, and then there's a number of other things in there that are all different models for raising money. And it's not your traditional going to the bank and, borrowing money type things. It's different. And some of them are very common and have been around a while, and others are very unique and different.
Okay. So let's back up for a second for we've got somebody out there, because last show we did, like I said, it was back in March. We were only saying maybe 30% of a room would actually even know what crowdfunding was. And you've got such a great definition for that. Could you go ahead and just kind of share that again for everybody?
Sure. Crowdfunding is raising small amounts of money from a lot of people. So I equate it to, political campaigns, nonprofits, things like that, that have been going on for dozens, if not, dozens and dozens of years, where a lot of people would give small amounts of money to a campaign or to a nonprofit or to a fundraising type thing. Crowdfunding is essentially the same thing. So I explain it where if you think that there's 1,000 people out there who would support what you're doing or pre-purchase it or in some way engage in it, for $25, you could raise $25,000. That's a simple way to look at it. But it is small amounts of money from large groups of people. So you have to have something that's engaging enough, that's interesting enough, that's novel enough, the book, the film, the project, the watch, whatever it happens to be, where people will be interested or have a reason to support it. And then you multiply that out. So, again, it's a marketing effort, and that's, it's not easy, and I never tell anybody it is. It's actually quite difficult to do. But I've worked on projects that have raised hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars that could never have raised money any other way.
Right. And you've got 3 different portals that actually help to support those different kinds of activity. You want to talk about them a little bit?
Well, I did. I don't anymore. See, from March to June, a lot of things happened.
Well, that's the internet. That's the internet. Stuff out there. You know what I mean?
No, there's dozens and dozens. Actually, there's 500 crowdfunding sites out there, of which about 20% are really active. So, you're dealing with dozens that are really active. The really well-known.
What's your hot one right now that's working real good for you?
Well, we did have one, and I have to honestly admit we ran into some major back-end issues with it. It was called Funderway. It is called Funderway. We ran into some PayPal issues, which is not uncommon because PayPal does not understand crowdfunding, nor do they really like it, even though they say they do. So we're in the process right now of changing the back end of it using another payment formula. We're not going to be using PayPal anymore. But some interesting things have come up, and I'd love to share that with you because just over the course of the last week or two, I've formed sort of an alliance with an online system, and I think we're going to put crowdfunding into that system, and instead of calling it Funderway, which is what we've called our new portal, we're probably going to go back to Crowdfunding Live, and that's the other one you know about because that was the first crowdfunding site I launched. With some partners, and I think we're going to go back to the crowdfunding live model and put that in as part of this packaging where you can do so many things online. So it'll be crowdfunding, it'll be marketing, it'll be setting up your website, it'll be letters, you know, keeping in touch with people. All the things you can do with the big, big packages out there that charge you lots of money, but this one will only charge about $30 a month. So it's a whole system that an associate of mine came up with. It's really pretty phenomenal, and it's launching in about 2 weeks. So our crowdfunding portal may actually become part of that system. So when you buy all of it. Because the biggest problem is people would launch a crowdfunding project, and then they wouldn't have a clue what to do with it. Well, this whole system allows you to market, put together letters, have drip campaigns, all of those things that really are fairly complicated to do, except that they've simplified it so much almost anybody can do it.
Cool. That's a good, well, and that's part of what you had originally had when you had your resource book with the marketing and branding and everything else
yeah.
that was out there for
uh-huh.
people.
We still have the resource book. I still have it, and I still use it all the time, and it's the crowdfunding resource guide. And I really like it, and it goes into all of those things, but it was kind of an overview. These are the things you need to do. Now we'll be attached to a portal that will actually help you do all of those things. It's not just this
so
is what you need to do. But it'll help.
Excuse me, Aggie?
Mm-hmm.
When they're doing the crowdfunding or the crowdsourcing, do a lot of I hear about the ideas that are presented, but I am going back to the old school where they talk about SCORE. If you go to SCORE and they'll say, do you have a business plan? Are business plans presented? How do you present your ideas?
No, I still, you know, I'm a believer in business plans and marketing plans and things because you get your head around your own business by doing that. But crowdfunding is essentially a landing page. You put together your ideas, your concepts, why are you doing it, what are you doing it. Nobody wants to read a lot on a crowdfunding page. So it's about 5 or 6 paragraphs, maybe 7 or 8. It's graphs, it's charts, it's pictures, it's a video. And it tells your story succinctly and quickly. It's not the business plan. It's not the marketing plan. It's not any of those things. It's getting your head around it enough that other people can understand it and say, sure, I'll give you $50 or $25 or $100 or $1,000 or $10,000. But it's telling your story enough that people will support it. And I've worked on campaigns where total strangers have gifted $10,000. So as much as that's really unusual and the typical amount that people give is between $25 and $50. If it's a product they're buying, it might be $100. You never know what could happen. I was actually on the phone today with somebody who told me about a crowdfunding campaign they have going on one of the sites, and somebody gave them $22,000. And,
wow.
You know, I immediately said, do they know that person? She said, I don't know. I think so. So interesting things happen with crowdfunding. If you find people that have an affinity is what I always refer to it as, but have an interest or a liking or are somehow engaged in what you're doing, you never know what could happen. It's kind of an interesting and $5 billion with a B, billion dollars was raised crowdfunding last year. So there's a lot
now,
of money coming in.
Yeah, last time we were on, we were talking about the video press releases and that you just learned about it back in March. Is that still something that's kind of gaining momentum and having it be a new model of having like a press release that they actually present the information through the video?
I think videos overall are very powerful because people don't read a lot, so when it's presented in video format, I'm not sure. I know what you're talking about because I've used that video press release a few times now. I can't really gauge the difference in what's happening with it. I think I have to use it another half dozen times to really gauge the effectiveness of it. But I'm a believer in videos because I think people will sit and listen to something far more readily than they will sit and read it. It works in that sense. How effective it's been with crowdfunding, I can't tell because we've only used it a handful of times. So it's just we haven't used it enough to really be able to say.
Okay, because like, you know, if you look at YouTube, you look at, you know, TED.com and you know, the TED Talks and things like that, people are just getting really geared to getting information very quickly and having that be such a model of, you know, what's working out there for people. You know, it's a lot of condensed information very quickly that saves money, energy, and time. And I'm doing it in less than 18 minutes. There you go.
Right. No, videos are really important to crowdfunding. Videos are really, really important to crowdfunding. I think videos are important to most everything these days because they're more effective than anything you can send out there, any other type of communication. You'll notice you get a lot more video emails and things for that reason, too. But it's it's a you know, it's just another medium, and we try to use everything that you can. Some people are, a lot more people are watchers than readers apparently, which is why it works so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all I refer to it as a game. It's not really a game, but it is a game. You know, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It is a game. It's completely a game. I had the most amazing experience today talking about money and raising money. I had a really interesting experience today, and I realized what a game it all is.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we look at it that way, we have a great attitude. If we start to take it too seriously, it gets real scary fast.
Well, and then can't that be a detriment to when you're creating something, when you've got that passion and having that drive of wanting to get it out there? It's that excitement and that the newness of what you're wanting to put out there and being open to the possibilities of that. Once you start getting so serious, you know, that could be something that really turns people off to really what you're, you know, initially wanted to do with something.
Sure. And I've said before, here I am, you know, doing all this talking about money and crowdfunding and raising money and doing events about money, and I did the events, you know, the Shark Tank events and all of those things. So much of my stuff has been swirling around money for the last while. I'm even doing Vivian's money event in July, by the way. I hope you'll be
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the clearing, sort of the money clearing stuff. So a lot of stuff is swirling around money, and it was interesting because I had a conversation recently with somebody about a real problem I'm having with one of the many events that's going on, where people aren't getting along, and my comment to him was, it's always money. And I realized that I really believe that. So even with all this positive stuff that I'm doing around money and how to raise it and how to get your ideas funded and how to believe in yourself enough to ask, and this is a lot of the stuff that I talk about, here I am saying to somebody, there's an issue, and I'm saying, every time there's a problem, it's money. It's almost like saying money is the root of all evil, and I caught myself as I said it, and I realized, you know, we have these really interesting thoughts going around about that. And I truly do not believe money is the root of all evil, or I couldn't be doing all the stuff I'm doing around getting funding and getting people funded and money and raising money. But it is interesting how that's sort of there. And there
mm-hmm.
are a lot of issues around money, and we all have sort of we have a lot of trouble with it. You know, crowdfunding is tough because you have to ask for money. You can ask
mm-hmm.
for anything else easier than you can ask for money. But what are you doing in a crowdfunding campaign? You're asking for money. So you have to get
well,
over
you know,
that hurdle and do it.
I think that's something that really people can think about because, I mean, it's not a matter of the money. It's about what you're wanting to do with the money.
Yes.
So when it comes
yes.
to levels of, you know, just the way that you would want to promote yourself, promote the concepts and things like that that you're putting out there, it's almost like that would be the last thing that you would even let them know is like, you know, with you know, needing a whatever, you know, with the different kinds of levels of what the energy can do with what you're wanting to do for the passion and people having people want to jump onto the bandwagon for something like that and then just having it be about that kind of stuff. You know, wouldn't crowdfunding be wonderful if it was a matter of just like, I'm looking for these resources, and it wouldn't necessarily have to be a monetary thing. It's a matter of like the things that I have or need. It's almost like some of these nonprofits and stuff that say, don't eat your car or something like
mm-hmm.
that. But you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? It's those kind
mm-hmm.
of things when it comes to levels of thinking about crowdfunding away from the monetary level and just the resources that it's going to be gaining you when it comes to something like that. So, you know, I need
and
whatever,
it's your dream.
You know, when it comes
I mean,
to
for
like
so
that.
Many
right.
people, their project is their dream. It's what they've always wanted to do. They sometimes have spent years working up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, money isn't, you're right, it's energy. It's energy. It is something you need to do other things with, but we don't look at it that way. And we look
mm-hmm.
at it as, you know, we're weak if we have to ask for it. And I think
right.
that's the tough thing. And you know who's made us feel that way? Banks. Our entire
right.
economic system. When we ask for a raise, when we go to the bank for a loan, when we refinance our house, we always feel like we're begging or we're asking for something we don't deserve, when in actual fact we deserve it and we deserve more. But they've so instilled this in us because they make us feel so bad when we're asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you ask for a raise and you feel you can work like a crazy person. And I did. I worked for a company for years where I put in crazy hours and brought in so much revenue to that company. But getting a raise from them was almost impossible. I walked out the
mm-hmm.
door on two or three occasions because we couldn't come to a conclusion. And I was bringing in millions of dollars for that company. Yet I didn't think enough of myself to say, you know what, guys, with everything that I'm doing for you, that's the least I deserve. I never once said that to them. So it is something in our psyche, and maybe that's why I get involved in so many things that have to do with money and raising money. Maybe it's my own trying to work out, you know, all this stuff in my head. Because it is interesting when I think about it, you know, that so much of what I do, even my clients and what I'm doing with a lot of them, and I run a lot of events, but it's interesting how I always end up somehow in the financial end of it, too.
Well, thank you.
I know, but I think it's a good thing, though, because they're on whatever level your consciousness is putting it out there, that this is a voice that needs to be heard. This is something that needs to be put out there on whatever level that, like you're saying, my clients or whatever, I'm always being the voice or something like that. So, yay, Aggie, you're putting yourself out there on a level. Yeah, you're putting yourself out there on a level that I'm invested in this and I have a passion about it. And, you know, I want to be a cheerleader for you because it's a matter of, like you're saying, people just don't know how or they're feeling uncomfortable in the levels of what they really want to go out there for. You know, imagine if we all didn't, you know, give a rat's ass about it and we're just out there saying, this is what I need and I know it's coming. I'm enjoying the money coming
and
in,
I know
kind
it's
of thing.
Right. And it's that whole energy concept of money is energy. And if you aren't fighting it and you're kind of existing, coexisting with it, you have a much better chance of it happening than if you're always in this struggle and you're always in this I can't ask or I'm asking or people are turning me down. You know, my biggest moment of revelation was when I first started doing crowdfunding. I think I might have told you, and I sent out a note to everybody I knew to say, you know, this is really important to me, and it's one of those great things that I've wanted to do, and I need your support on it. And out of 3,000 or 4,000 people I sent it out to, maybe 8 responded, and I was so sad about that because I thought, here I am. I put myself out there and said, and I wasn't crowdfunding. I was just, pushing the site, really, saying this is what I'm doing, and I want you guys to come and support the other projects on here. I cannot tell you how disappointed I was that small number, that small percentage came forward. And then I had to really think about it. It is energy, and what energy am I putting out there, and what am I saying, and what's a different way to say this, and not to be upset with people for their response, because
that was a whole other
ballgame.
I think it needs to be a pajama party.
Yeah, I think pajama party, too. I think pajama party is a great idea. I'm glad you thought of it. The only problem is we don't have a shower there.
Well,
we're going to have to deal with that.
I think you've really, really come on something when you're saying, you know, put the fun back in funding. You're like, what? Funding is fun? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So it just, like, brings it back into that level of, you know, synergy and people working together and laughing and having a good time about it. It's like lighten up and have a romantic relationship with your money and your funding as opposed to having it be this heavy, serious thing, you know? So once we get excited about it and know that it's this relationship like everything else I have in the world, why not have it to where I can have it fun and I like hanging out with it and not thinking it's just something that's going to come in to do something for me and then it's going to go away again. You know, money hangs out and likes to hang out with me, you know, that kind of a thing. So it's a different kind of mindset. It definitely is. So let's talk a little bit about your e-books and the different products and stuff like that you have with funding for people who really want to get in and start looking about, you know, how do I move forward with some of my projects and that way they can be able to get a hold of you with some of the questions that they've got.
Well, we put together something called the Crowdfunding Source Book, and it is basically an overview of what does it take, how do you get your head around the project itself, how do you put it together, put the information together, put your video together, and then the marketing aspects of it. So it's about 40 pages, and it's a workbook as well. So it really helps you formalize, crystallize your thoughts on your project and what's the best way to do it. And when I speak, and I've been doing more of that, it's something that I have along with me, and we market it with some services that we have. And as I said, now we're talking about being a part of this this web portal, I'll call it, that has so many other features to it. You know, you can develop your own, not just your own project, but your own website, because you need a landing page. Everybody who's got a crowdfunding site or a crowdfunding project really needs to have someplace people can go to who want more information, you know, that want more than that 4 or 5 or 6 paragraphs so that they know you're real. And then a whole marketing tool set up back end, because that's where we fail. You know, we don't know how to communicate. You know, Constant Contact works and MailChimp works and Infusionsoft works, and then there's all the complications of it, and it's very techie driven in many cases. You got to know what you're doing. You got to know how to set it up. So the system is almost a simplified version of all of those things that almost anybody can use. And I like that idea. I like being a part of a packaging like that because I think people needed it. You know, they were calling me and asking, I have a database list. I don't even know how to go out to all of them because they'd never done that before. I do it all the time because I send out my newsletters all the time on all the events. But a lot of people don't know how to get information out there to 10, 20, 30,000 people at a time.
It's definitely a skill set. Yeah, it's a skill set to know how to be able to put that out there.
Mm-hmm. And part of it sounds difficult.
Yeah, and just like having, if necessarily you have the time or effort to do that, having somebody or having a site that can help you with that and keeping it simple. I mean, that's
right.
just a godsend to have something like that. I'm excited to see how it's working.
Yeah, I do too. It launches in about 2 weeks, so I'll be able to tell you in about a month's time.
I'm looking forward to it.
By the time we get to the event in September, I'll be able to tell you all about it because it will have launched by, you know, the end of, probably sometime in July it'll launch.
Okay, great. That sounds really, really good. So what else is going on with Miss Aggie?
Just did a big space conference. We just finished a week-long National Space Society show in Los Angeles, and then I went out to Vegas, and we did some filming for a TV production I'm involved with, and right now you asked how many events I'm working on, and it's probably about 6.
I was asking her, you know, how many are you comfortable with, and she said, I've only got 6. Like she needs about 10 so she can feel like, you know, everyone was like having plates in the air that are spinning, making sure that all these plates are moving correctly. It's like moving on this stuff.
Well, Las Vegas seems like it's
really getting to be a place where they're doing a lot of reality shows, isn't it?
Yeah, Las Vegas has a lot of stuff going on. Actually, the show I'm involved with is a reality show. It's a documentary reality show. It's based on The Legends. Do you remember that? You ever go see that show in Vegas? It's elsewhere,
too.
Yeah,
The Legends.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's called Living the Legend.
Okay.
And it's based out of Vegas, but it's also all their other locations. And it's very cool, and it is a sort of a reality documentary. And it's, you know, it's along the same lines. God knows how I got involved in the production of TV, but it's sort of like producing events and producing some of the interesting independent films I was involved with over the years. And it's fun and it's different. But my core business will be the event management business, at least for the next while, until one of these other things hits really big. So that's why,
right,
you know, when we talk about events, I'm oftentimes doing several of them because that really is my core business.
Yeah, and you love it. It's one of your passions.
I do, and it is. And somebody said, if you didn't have to do it for the money, would you still do it? And I said, yes. That is, you know, there's certain things. If I won the lottery, which I bought a ticket for because now it's $252 million.
Oh, get your lottery ticket. Okay, here we go.
Yeah,
I got to go.
Get your lottery ticket. Yes. I said, you know, that's one thing I wouldn't stop doing. I just really enjoy. I really enjoy that. And I think you have to keep your mind going and you have to be engaged in things and do things that you love to do. I see people who don't have to and they kind of, things change for them. There's things that I really enjoy doing and I really thrive on, and I think that's one of them. They're jigsaw puzzles to me.
You say that, I was thinking of, somebody asked me about Jack Canfield and how he's still going around doing all these different workshops and conventions and all that kinds of stuff, and they're like, why would he still do that? And I was thinking, why wouldn't he still do that?
He
loves to be out there working with people,
and
but he likes to be out there working with people, and now he's doing his stuff with the Healing Touch and all that kinds of stuff, EFT stuff that he's got going on. Yeah, so it's part of that passion and moving things forward, and, you know, you keep growing and changing and finding things you want to share.
You know who I really look at and that I find interesting? He accepted an award and spoke at the National Space Society conference, is Elon Musk. Almost every day I look in the newspaper and there he is with something else. That man has, $80 billion, you know, between Tesla and SpaceX, and he never stops moving. He came in, accepted his award, spoke for about half an hour, left, went off to another meeting, left there, went off somewhere else. This is a guy who never has to do anything and could survive, you know, his family and his children's children, and, you know, there's so much wealth there. And he never stops going because he's so purposeful and he's so driven. And now, you know, there's talk of flying cars that he's involved with. And I just laugh because there is nothing he doesn't get involved with. And it's all because he wants to, because this is what really keeps him going and he thrives on it.
And he's excited. It's an exciting thing. He knows how to put the fun in his funding.
He does.
Funding because he's just like making it happen. Yeah.
I got to tell you, though, when he speaks in front of a crowd, he mumbles.
He mumbles.
I didn't understand half of what he was saying.
Eggie. What? Speak up. Go ahead. We've got about a minute left, Gloria.
Eggie.
Yes.
Who did you say was speaking?
Elon Musk.
Thank you.
Spoke at the event I just put together.
Elon Musk, yeah. I heard, too, that Tesla is actually, the Tesla car, they're going to be doing more of an economical version of it, and then to make it more available for the common person, because they're really looking at what's going on with the technology with electric cars and just knowing that the car industry is basically just doing what they have to instead of really advancing that and letting it get out there.
And
so.
He's doing phenomenally well with that car. That car is
yes.
the top of the
And it's a
top
beautiful
of the
car.
I saw
one over the weekend, yeah. And just like, wow, love
yeah,
the car.
Gorgeous.
It's just beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then SpaceX,
yeah.
You know, going out to space, taking people out to space. That's what he was talking about. Not just cargo, but taking people out to space in another 6 months, a year, year and a half.
Make a new space station out there where you can actually vacation in space.
Well, hey, there
you
will
know.
Be
another
no, space yacht. I've seen pictures of space yachts where you will be able to go for a cruise out in space. You'd be amazed at what's going to happen in
space.
Oh, my
gosh. See, pajama parties in space. It's just a pajama party.
Yeah, we're going to work on the pajama party in Irvine. I haven't given you the website.
Fun back in funding, join the pajama party. Just call it join
That's
the pajama
right.
party.
That's right. And it's all going to be on CEC Global Events website, which is the name of my company, CEC Global Events. And once we have everything, you know, especially the pajama party part of it, sorted out, it'll all be up on that site sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. And we're going to have Aggie back on probably in late August, early September to talk about it one more time to remind everybody about that. Aggie, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's been great fun. Thank you.
Your crowdfunding girl, you?
Number? Yeah, do you want a contact phone number or anything? Is there?
Yes, that would be wonderful. How can people get a hold
would love
of you?
Right, 949-727-1211 is my office, 949-727-1211. Would love to hear from everybody and you know, working on the crowdfunding and working on the site that will actually help you market the crowdfunding projects and all these fun events.
Right, and just remember, go to Crowdfunding Live is going to be where the main crowdfunding event contact address will be for everything. So, okay, girl, well, we will talk to you soon, and we thank you for joining us at the cafe.
Thank you. Great to chat with you again. Hope to see you soon.
Okay, girl.
Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.